I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
What's up, guys? It's your boys, Jack Coughlin.
And John Lee.
And welcome to another episode of Courtside, a Clips Nation podcast. Today, we'll be previewing the Clippers season opener, discussing what we're looking out for, and talking about our first weekly wager. John, are you ready to get into it?
I'm born for it, Jack.
It's what I like to hear, John. The Clippers are beginning their season this Thursday against the Lakers. The Lakers play tonight against the Warriors, along with 76ers at Celtics. But John, the one we care the most about is going to be the Clippers-Lakers opening night game. So Lakers playing the Warriors tonight. John, what should we scout for in this game?
I'm curious to see if AD is going to look like AD. He's always worried me ever since we let Patrick Patterson left. So it makes me sad that he's not here to clamp it. But I want to see how AD looks. He's probably going to hear all the slander. So I expect him to come out motivated. And I think they said that him and LeBron are probably the only two that are going to play like plus 30 something minutes. And obviously I want to see Pat Bev, see his impact on that team. Cause I know he's going to be juiced for the Clipper game as well. And I worry that he's like a huge emotional swing for them and an emotional leader for them. So that worries me. And then obviously how Russ acclimates to their roster. So I don't know. I'm curious. I think the small ball for us plays in favor to us. I want to see Nico versus AD. I thought he did a solid job in him last season. So I'm curious to see how AD does against the Warriors small ball and their big guys as well. So that's what I think. What about you? I know you're excited to watch it. You get to watch it with your team.
Yeah, we're all gathering up and watching it. They've got a couple Laker fans on the team. I'm the only Clipper fan, but we do have some Laker haters on the team. So I got some guys backing me up in the Laker hate. I mean, I'm definitely excited to see, of course, just how they all gel in the first regular season game. They had a rough preseason, but they had injuries. And, you know, it is preseason, but no more preseason excuses. So I'm excited to see how the Lakers are going to look now. It's going to be weird seeing Pat Bev still, man. Going against Pat Bev in a Laker jersey.
So nasty.
Oof. That's going to be very, very odd. And, yeah, we don't have Patrick Patterson to lock up AD and completely become his father. So it's going to be interesting to see that. But, yeah, I want to see how AD is, because that's kind of been the main talk around them, is his revenge tour, so to speak, this year. So let's see how he looks in the season opener. I feel like he'll probably do solid, but he is going against Draymond and Looney, so we'll see how that goes.
I have a question. So do you worry about AD against us because we're small ball oriented and we have like, I know we have like big wings, but do you worry about how he will be once he plays against us?
Yeah, AD always feels like a problem for us to guard, especially because, you know, we'll have Marcus Morris at the four or Nico Batum, and then Zubats at the five. And
nice.
Marcus Morris is sometimes not big enough. Yeah, I had to correct it. I'm learning now. And Marcus Morris sometimes can be too small to guard him, so it can be tough. And then Zubats is just not quick enough, not as, you know, he's Zoo. It's harder for him to guard AD than a lot of players.
He's literally better at defending Luka, which is great.
That's true.
I would need to see some film on Zoo on AD, because I completely forgot how he is against him. But I'm like not like that. I don't lose that much confidence in him. But it's like, I want to see how many possessions he gets on AD. And then plus I want to see not just AD. I want to see how they do against LeBron, because LeBron historically against the Clippers, probably aside from a game or two, hasn't really done that well. Like, he's not as efficient. I want to see if the trend continues of LeBron struggling against the Clippers with Ty Lue. as the head coach, give it that we have even more wings now and Ty Lue knowing his tendencies. So I want to see if that continues.
Yeah, I like the way we usually guard LeBron. It feels AD is typically the one that's more difficult. And then we'll see Westbrook. I mean, we'll have Reggie, or do you think Reggie will guard Westbrook?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to worry about Westbrook too much, to be honest. Like, I feel like they're going to gap him a lot. Like, their guy will be a help off of him, even though Westbrook can cut pretty decently. They'll just have to like keep an eye out for that. But I don't know. I that's how I think they're going to do. I think they're going to keep length on LeBron the whole game. I think AD, they're going to have maybe their toughest matchup. And then Russ, I think they're just going to gap. And then they're just going to have to find shooters and be aware of cutters and like slashers and just try to keep up with like Nunn and what's his name? Lonnie Walker. They don't have, they won't have Bryant or Schroeder due to injury.
Yeah, both of them getting hit with the injury bug already.
Yeah, so it's like
surgery and reevaluated.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting for that. But do you think Kawhi is going to start on LeBron? That'd be really interesting. Coming up, his first regular season game in like over a year. And he's
Yeah. I don't know if they do that right away. Just send him off there onto LeBron right away after a year off.
Yeah, that it could be Mook.
So then would that leave Kawhi on AD?
Kawhi
on AD. Or would Zoo be on AD?
It truly depends if they start small. That's why I'm curious to see how they're going to play today. I don't know if they'll start Damian Jones or put AD at the five, but it's clear AD doesn't want to be the five. But I'm really curious as to how that's going to go.
Me too. It's a lot of unknown right now, I guess.
Yeah. It's really exciting, though. Like, I've never been, like, a Laker hater. Like, but I just, like, I'm just excited basketball's back. And then we get to see our opponent tonight. So I just want to see how they're going to be. I want to see what we can exploit. So, yeah, man, I'm pumped for that game. I'll pump it's Lakers the first game.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I'm always going to root against the Lakers, but I've overcome the just constant despising them every single second I can. I'm more just focused on the Clippers winning as opposed to the Lakers losing. I'll enjoy the Lakers losing, but I just want to watch some good basketball, watch some fun NBA, and enjoy it. So yeah, it'll be cool. It is ring night for the Warriors. We know how ring night games go for a lot of teams.
Yeah, you could take advantage. And they've had multiple ring night games, so
yeah.
So it's like it's something they're kind of used to, but like that's a dangerous task to go against LeBron and AD in your first game coming off getting your championship ring. So that'll be interesting.
Did you see the Draymond's new series he did and his reaction to the Jordan Poole fight he talked about?
I saw the first like 20 seconds. He was like, I didn't know how big it was till like I woke up, and then I stopped the video. I was like, I'm not gonna watch this. I don't care. I want to hear what Jordan Poole has to say about all this. Like, but
me too. I feel like Draymond just lost his cool. I don't feel like he strategically punched him.
No.
Calculated. I feel like he just completely lost his cool, and that's as simple as that. And
yeah, we don't know any. We weren't in the gym. We don't know how Jordan Poole is acting. We don't know if he's like an innocent victim. We don't know if he instigated, and we don't know if Draymond was just full on instigator, just being him. And then like something finally happened. And we don't know like over the season if tension built up or like the contracts, like, cause you saw they extended Wiggins and Poole like shortly after, like not like a week after. So we don't know if all this is like building up and led to that one moment. So that'll be interesting to see.
That's very true. Apparently, I believe it was TMZ saying that Jordan Poole said something along the lines of, you know what it is, Draymond, referring to the contract before he got punched. So maybe that just sent Draymond over the edge.
Yeah.
Made him punch him. Yeah, who knows at the end of the day. We weren't there.
Yeah, but I don't know. It'll be interesting. I'm curious to see how we do against the Warriors coming up, just because them and the Nuggets are probably the two best Western Conference teams I see besides the Clippers.
So I agree. I think those two are the biggest threats in the West.
Yeah, I'm excited to see
the Clippers. To the Clippers.
Exactly.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
All right, moving on. John, what are you mainly looking out for in the first game in regards to the rotation? We saw Chris Haynes reporting that Reggie is expected to start over John Wall, but then Ty Lue denied it. He could be downplaying it. I guess we'll find out. But what are your thoughts on the bench unit? Assuming Reggie's going to start, what are you thinking the bench unit's going to look like with Norm, Nico, Rocco, Zoo? Do we stagger the stars? Will anyone significant not play? Give me your thoughts on that.
I'll start with what I think the starting lineup is going to be. I think it's going to be the same starting lineup we saw at the beginning of the 2021 playoffs. Reggie, PG, Kawhi, Mook, and Zoo. Like, they have the most continuity with each other. It's the most shooting and spacing besides Kennard you can get, I believe, on the roster. But obviously there's other guys like Norm and all that, but I think the continuity is gonna make Ty say, hey, let's start out with them. He said he didn't think they were ready for the season, I want to say after the last preseason game or the one right before that. So I think if he does that starting lineup, it gets the continuity together. You say, hey, now we won't have as much of a slow start. So I think that bench unit will be like John Wall, Norm. It's tough because he usually staggers PG and Kawhi. But with this lineup, like you can put in Nico, Rocco, and then I think he said he was going to put Zoo at the second unit. So you could like have Wall, Norm, Nico, Rocco, Zoo, have Norm be your leading man. But I'm in favor of still staggering the stars. So I want to say Wall, Norm, PG with the bench unit. And then I think he puts, he has Rocco in there and then Zoo at the five or Nico to overlap a little bit. But it's an embarrassment of riches. Unfortunately, that means that like that takes Luke out of the equation. And takes T Man out of the equation, but I think he's still gonna find minutes for them. Like, I don't think just because like they're not in that initial group that they're not gonna play. I think he's gonna find like 5 minute spurts in each half for like both of them. Maybe it's gonna be tough. That's why I'm curious to see, like, does anyone not play of those significant players? Because all those guys are deserving of minutes. So I mean, that's what I think. What do you think is going to happen with that bench unit? I feel like it's so fluid and there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, I really, really wonder because there is so many guys. Like, let's say Reggie starts, then you have John Wall, Norm, Nico, Rocco, T-Man, Kennard. I mean, even Coffee. I mean, that's seven guys off the bench that were getting minutes last year. And so it is a good problem to have so many guys and be able to figure out who's going to get those minutes. I really don't know. I would assume it'd be Luke getting the not in the off the bench as well, but it's tricky.
I think Luke has the edge over Man right now, just from seeing him in the preseason, the way he moves without the ball, how accurate he is shooting. Like, this is the most confident he's looked as a Clipper shooting the ball and being on offense. And he hasn't been like a zero on defense either. So I used to be like on paper, I used to be all in on T-Man playing over him, but now I really like don't know, and I may even give the slight edge to Luke. So it's kind of like I don't know. And then plus you have all these other guys who are going to play. So I think Luke may get it, but I think he's going to still try to find man some like spot minutes.
That's a good point, as well as because we have so many wings now. So it's like Luke kind of brings that spot up shooting factor, shooting off the off pin downs and such that, you know, T-Man is not as good at. So he's just a different player. And if we have the wings, it is kind of like, okay, maybe Luke play over T-Man. So yeah, it could be Luke over T-Man. There's so many questions that are just about to be answered on Thursday. I'm so excited for this. So many rotation answers. Do you think the Lakers will be able to punish the small ball lineup?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the Lakers' best course of action. Like, if they want to get a win, is they're going to have to take advantage of AD switches because they're going to be majority smaller than him. So I really think that's going to be their main game plan, is to find AD as much as possible when he gets switched on. Because they know how easy the Clippers switch, so that maybe they'll just – even if it's not – Rocco, Nico, Kawhi, PG, they'll find like the smallest guy and just screen for him. But I'm curious to see if they have that four and look out there like they did in the one preseason game. So who knows, man? Like, I think that's going to be their game plan. I'm not a coach, so don't kill me if I'm wrong. But yeah, I think they will punish it at some point. But I think Ty Lue will find an answer at the end.
Yeah, I feel like if AD is in the game, the small ball lineup will be very, very difficult to really play. But if AD's out of the game, I think the small ball lineup will still do great. I mean, they don't have Thomas Bryant, so all they got is Damon Jones. Is it Damon Jones or Damian Jones? Wait.
Damian.
There's a Damon Jones, though, that played in the league, right?
Yeah, like years ago. He was like LeBron's teammate on the Cavs. Okay, he's the one J.R. Smith threw the soup at.
Oh, right. I saw a tweet from him earlier today. So that was in my mind. Okay, good to know. But yeah, I feel like if it's him in the game, he's a big, but he's not, you know, one of the best bigs in the league or anything like AD is. So I would like to see the small ball lineup with AD not in the game, but if he's in the game, it'll be a bit tougher. And yeah, then we get to see Kawhi play. What are you excited to see? Kawhi, first regular season game?
Yeah, I'm just curious to see how he's moving. I don't know where I saw it on Twitter. I don't even know if it's true. They said Skip Bayless said that his sources tell him that Kawhi's knee just isn't ready yet or right. But like,
Skip doesn't know what he's talking about.
I don't know. I don't like believing him or like even considering his words, but.
Oh, but then again, he was right about, remember, wasn't he was right about when Kawhi was decided. We didn't
he was
know
right
Kawhi
about
was
his ACL being
game.
Torn or something.
That's
or
he was right about that.
Or something like that. I don't know. I don't want to trust him at all just because he's like a horrible analyst. But I don't know. But you could believe it, though. Like, that's over a year off with the torn ACL. And like your first game action is the preseason. You're not even playing that much. I think he looks okay. Like, or he looked good. He wasn't like his usual self, but he's not going to go hard in the preseason. He just needs to get some burn to get his legs and his wind back. But I don't know. That's why I don't think he will guard LeBron. I think it may be PG. So we'll see about that. But
yeah, he'll get there. I mean, Jokic said about Jamal Murray that Jamal Murray's going to suck in his first 20 games. And of course, Kawhi is a much better player than Jamal Murray. But yeah, it's going to take some time. It's not going to be, you know, 2019 championship Kawhi off the bat. You still got to work your way back, but he'll get there quick. I mean, he's Kawhi. He's built different. I feel like his knee will be good. And they say that, like, after you tear your ACL and they repair it, it can even be stronger coming back. And he's looked like he's built, got a lot more muscle too. So I feel like he'll do good. He'll still be solid. It's not going to be, again, peak Kawhi right away, but he'll get there pretty quickly. I feel good about it. Some and cap off.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You got something?
Yeah, sorry. Before we go, some people say that you need like the season after is when you come back, and start to feel like yourself again. And then like even, but some of the players are saying, oh, he looks like midseason Kawhi. So I don't know if that rule doesn't apply to him because he's just built different. But I hope it's that. But Yeah, man. I'm excited. I can't wait for the season to start. It's like it's Tuesday, the season opener, the day we're recording this. So by the time you guys listen to it, it'll be like Wednesday. So you'll be able to indulge on this before the Clippers take the floor.
It's coming up. It's been a long off season, but we are finally back with Clippers basketball. Of course, also, guys, this is like my first time hosting the podcast, so bear with me. Sorry to cut you off there, John, but you know I still love you. It's nothing personal. But yeah, to cap off the episode and my first hosting, weekly wager, John. It's looking like it's going to be 1-0 to me. Chris Haynes reporting that Reggie is expected to start. Again, Ty Lue denied it, like we said earlier, but it's looking like Reggie's going to start. So I'm very excited about that.
I also believe that Reggie will start, so I'll take the L on that one. We're going to we haven't been posting as often. I apologize. We have, like, crazier schedules now. Well, Jack does. I'm just like, work is crazy. But Jack's schedule's crazier, so it's like, we apologize. We can't get you weekly episodes every time, but we're going to try our best 3 to 4 times a month, so... thank you guys for always like listening to us. We appreciate it, even though it's not as frequent as some of the other podcasts who do a great job. But Jack, the next weekly wager, I'm going to have to come up with something better that I could win off. But it may be rotation related again, too. So hopefully I can get that one.
You would manipulate it so that you can win it. That's I see your game.
You do it. You come up with that.
No. You come up with it, John. That's fine. You come up with it and I'll it's fine. Do what you got to do to win, man.
I don't want our loyal listeners to think that to come up with this narrative that I manipulated to best my situation, even though I lost last year. So
I'm starting this narrative, and I'm just gonna keep pushing it.
I can't have them do that. But okay, fine. I'll come up with the next one, and then we'll see. There's still a chance I could win this week's. So who knows?
That is true. It's not over. It's not over until the fat lady sings, as they say. But hey, thank you guys so much for listening. And yes, the schedule has been getting busy. College basketball is no joke. I've been learning very, very quickly, but I love doing the podcast. So I always find time every week to come on here with John and chop it up and talk Clippers basketball. So thank you guys so much for listening. As always, rate, subscribe, stream as much as you can, show some support on Twitter,
get post us it, paid. Retweet it.
Yes. We do it more for the money, though. We are very committed. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. You can find me at Jack Clippers on Twitter. And John, where can the lovely people find you?
At Courtside_Clips.
All right, guys. Have a good one. And as always, go Clips.